This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Solon, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and I'll be bringing you a quick Lessons of the Day episode, where I review some items that I've learned over the last couple of days and distill them down into talking points that can be added to your toolkit. So, here we go. The first couple of points come from The Tim Ferriss Show and an interview with Cal Fussman and Larry King. Lesson number one is to be honest and be yourself, because nothing else will work, and if they're not going to like you, they're not going to like you. It's kind of as simple as that. I think everyone kind of struggles with this. Everyone has their masks that they put on for different situations, but kind of just always try and be your true self wherever you are so that people just accept you for you and you don't have to kind of put on a fake personality every different situation you're in. Now, this might work for some people, but it definitely worked for Larry King to be himself in radio situations and interview situations as well. And the other thing you want to do is to, by being honest, you bring people into your situation and that kind of, it develops this connection that might not necessarily have existed before if you were kind of trying to be like them. It kind of gets buy-in from the other person to see your side of the issue, as it were. You also don't want to bring judgments with your questions. This is a great one in just talking with someone or even interviewing somebody and negotiating with somebody. By not judging, you're not putting up the defenses and you're not putting them on the argumentative or the combative stance. Kind of going along with the whole interview theme, since we did have the great Larry King interviewing on this podcast, the other one is to show a true curiosity in who you're speaking with. What this does is it allows you to try and find their why, and as a lot of people have said in the past, and I've spoken about in my previous podcasts, everyone's why is what really matters to them, and when you find your why, you'll understand your true drive, and by understanding other people's why, you really get down to the depths of what really motivates them and how you can help them or help them help you, as it were, see your side of the fence by seeing their side of the fence. And finally, a lot of people say this, it's a cliche, but listening is just as important as what you ask. So don't necessarily think of the question you're going to ask while they're talking. Actually listen and put an effort to understand what they're saying and truly know what it is that they're saying. Don't just blindly listen. A lot of people just sit there waiting to respond rather than listening and comprehending and understanding what the other person is saying. As the cliche goes, you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. The next couple of points come from the Art of Manliness podcast and an interview with Greg McKeown. And it's basically, to sum it up, is essentialism versus non-essentialism and how to be more effective by doing less. Basically, to live a non-essential life is to have the mindset that if I can do it all, I'll do it all, and if I can do it all, I'll get it all. With this weird mindset, is it leads to being stretched too thin. You try and dedicate all of you to everything, which means that nothing really gets done. You're being busy, but you're not being productive. What you really want to do is live a life of essentialism, where you kind of face reality and know that some stuff is really important and other stuff isn't, and you really only want to pursue what truly is important to you. It's kind of setting your priorities and really not having a balance, but having a good set of priorities that mean a lot to you. Because we can't consciously change what we haven't recognized. Kind of just identify what you're doing every day and just remove the non-essential items. Don't say yes to everything, because this will lead to your time being stretched, your time and effort being spent on other people's prerogatives, whereas you really need to focus on what you need to accomplish in your day. Not only is this is the shiny object syndrome that a lot of entrepreneurs have, is to kind of chase whatever the next big thing is, and it's this undisciplined pursuit of more. A life of essentialism really has a really strong focus on discipline and only sticking to what you want to do and sticking within your wheelhouse, sticking to your lane and really going that extra mile in that single lane and really knowing what to focus on. And it comes down to that. Do you want to be a mile wide but an inch deep, or an inch wide and a mile deep? Because you can do a lot with average quality, or you can do a few things with really high quality. Everyone has limited resources, and you want to think of it as a quality game rather than a quantity game. Think of how well can I do something rather than how much can I do. And you have this essential intent, which, and what it does is it produces clarity, purpose, and direction. And I guess it comes back to finding your why, really understanding why you're doing it is that what you're doing. And then when you understand your why and identify your why, it'll really help to identify what's non-essential and what is essential in your life. And what it comes down to is having an essential lifestyle or essential direction is knowing that you need to make trade-offs. There's always an opportunity cost to doing something, and by doing something, you're saying no to anything else. So you really need to focus on, is what I did today true to what I need to do because of my why? And is this direction the direction I want to be going? Because if it isn't, whatever you did to instead of that is stopping you from getting to your true goal. And it's the essence of strategy and also the essence of economics. The distribution of finite resources to infinite wants. And if you're not stopping anything, you don't really have a strategy because you're doing everything which you really can't do. And there's two strategies that McCown goes over. The first one is emergent strategy, where you see the response of your surroundings and you're learning by doing and being aware of yourself. The second is deliberate strategy, where you're clear about what you want to achieve and it's by a certain date, which is really important because tasks will take however long you assign to do them. The next couple points will kind of round up this podcast, so really quick. Next up comes from Entree Leadership Podcast's interview with Dr. Tim Elmore. It says that experience has two sides. Not having anything can be great because you can think outside the box and you want to lead with belief. You don't want to lead with relief. And rounding it out comes from the Real Estate Guys podcast. You can either eat well or sleep well, but not both. So what does this mean? You can either rest or you can work. And which one do you want to do? And also, the bend in the road is not the end of the road, unless you fail to make the turn. Goes back to that cliche that failure isn't fatal unless you decide it to be. It's kind of, any failure is just a lesson on the road that you're going down. And just like a stoplight doesn't stop you from getting to your destination, you just simply wait it out and wait for it to turn green. Kind of that's how you have to look at life's problems and little roadblocks that come across on the path to success, as it were. So that's all I have for today, so go out and use it. This has been Selwyn on a quick episode of Lessons of the Day from the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time. And remember, what you learned today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.